Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Welcome to Hour 2 with the Family with...
Jackie Fabulous.
Brian Gallagher.
Brandon Simon.
Andy Brandt Bernard.
Special guest...
Sean Oliver Patton.
Ooh, ooh.
Like to throw in my middle name.
S.O.P., baby.
Why not?
S.O.P.
Yeah, it was. I often bust my parents' balls about, like, did you think about that? That you were giving me like a sound for initials.
Sop.
Sop. You know, it's like I encourage every parent, think about that.
Like, I like the name Oliver.
Tomb.
Yeah.
Timb.
Oh. Timb. I mean, everyone's gonna make a sound, but when you throw a vowel in there,
it's a word.
Yeah,
sop.
Yeah.
Jop.
We'll take a very quick break. Be right back in 2 minutes. This is gonna be really fun and interesting. Right after this with the family. Tom here from my friends at Walser Automotive Group with some exciting news. Walser's rolling out Walser Care on new and most used cars they sell in Minnesota. Well, Walser Care is a powertrain warranty with coverage for 10 years or 150,000 miles. Powertrain coverage is like major medical coverage for your car. Engines, transmissions, all the really expensive stuff is covered. In addition, Walser Care includes 24-hour roadside assistance. Lock your keys in your car, run out of gas, you have a flat tire. Guess what? Walser has your back. The best thing about Walser Care, it's free with purchase. That's right, I said free. So, if you're shopping for a new or used Subaru, Honda, Nissan, Mazda, Toyota, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, Hyundai, or Chevrolet, see my friends at Walser and get Walser Care for free. Michael Bryant, Bradshaw and Bryant. So what's the latest?
Well, latest is we're representing people who are injured through no fault of their own. People come to us. We talk to them about what their rights are. We talk to them about things that, you know, adjusters would call them up and ask them about. And we represent people in order to get them justice for the injured.
And have been for a long time. Very, very successful. No question. I do meet a lot of your clients. They come up to me on the street and whatever, and they talk about this, that, or the other thing. And they both say, why do you guys hang out with Doug Sprinthal? And I just had no answer for he just looks away, you big baby. In any case, that's the whole deal. So people, they got any problem whatsoever, personal injury or other legal problems, whatever, they just reach out to Brad, Sean, Bryant.
Yeah, Joe and I have both been president of the trial lawyers for the state. So we talk to people about all sorts of issues. The consultation is always free, and that's what we do.
Michael Bryant, Brad, Sean, Bryant.
Wow.
There we go, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. The one thing I got to just point out real quickly here, the sexual tension in the room is just over.
Thank you.
The top.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Jackie Fabulous brings with her an armada of pheromones.
That's what I do.
An armada of pheromones.
I use the big woman thing to my advantage. I'm like everybody else. I use this stuff.
What's your name again, the big woman?
Jackie Fabulous.
No, the big woman, the Ashley.
Like he just forgot. After chatting with
what's
you for an hour.
Yeah, what's your name?
Ashley Graham. He's a fan of Ashley Graham. You know, the plus size model on Instagram.
She was all over TV this morning.
She's beautiful.
He has a crush.
Gorgeous. She has a crush.
I just love it. You reacted like Tom had a stroke and thought it was 1956. What's your name again, the big woman?
So there's a black woman in here. What's she doing here? That'd be great. Unbelievable. What's the big woman's name? Jackie Fabulous. I'm like, no.
Still talking about me? No.
Ashley who?
Ashley Graham.
You ever seen this
Instagram
woman?
Personality? She's a model, plus size girl, pretty.
She I'll follow her right now.
Beautiful.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
I mean, stunningly beautiful. Well, like some other women in the room right now.
Yeah.
But I can pick a fight with her, not with her, but the industry, because she's not the first plus size model.
Exactly.
But they find her and like, oh, now we have a spokesperson. I know plenty of big black bitches who could have taken this.
Yeah.
When they find a cute white-ish one, she's going to be the one to bring us over the edge. Come on. They could have called me.
Yeah, but she's married to a black guy.
She is.
That
but
helped.
That's not enough.
Doesn't help.
That just perpetuates the stereotype.
That makes it worse.
Well,
you know the black struggle. You had a black man in you. You know what it's like. I'm sorry. The longer I'm here, the worse it's going to
be. No, I don't think that's worse. I think that's more. By the end of this, we're just campaigning for President Fabulous.
Ooh, President Fabulous.
President of the FCC.
Hilarious.
President Fabulous. Although Donald Trump probably already, like, you know, marketed that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because what
fabulous?
Is he?
President Fabulous. That'd be, yes, it'd be me. Okay.
Yeah. Jesus.
He's got to do something about that hair. I mean,
he hasn't done anything about that hair in 20
that's
years.
That's been his hair for years.
Did you know why his hair looks like that?
Who?
Donald Trump.
No. Why?
Because he went bald, and instead of just like getting a like you
a
know,
piece or two
or implants or whatever, he had them cut the skin out and bring it together and sew it. That's why the hair goes Jesus like, yick, yick,
why didn't he just get a piece?
I don't know. I have no idea.
There's a lot. Years and years from now when he's gone, not you know, there's going to be someone like, wait a second. Why was Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Does that why was this guy? Like anything. Then there's going to be a breakdown of just like how people look back at other terrible world leaders and be like, how did that shit happen?
Are there any good ones?
A caricature.
Do we have any good world leaders?
I think that's the issue. Yeah, that's kind of. I think we're all becoming more and more hip to this notion that people in power are corruptible and bad.
Yes,
pretty much.
And to want that job, you have to be a little bit off,
and you have to be a little bit undercutting and backstabbing and shitty.
Yeah, to run the world or run the free world or run America, you have to be out of your mind. Who would want the job?
Because I've said that on the air before, that if you want to be president, you're not my kind of person.
No.
And people get very pissed off at me about that. I was like, no, you're not my kind of person.
Yeah, I want somebody who's really fucking reluctant about it.
Like, yeah.
All right, George if you guys Washington. Insist, I guess I'll do it.
They wanted to make George Washington king. Yeah. He said, I'm not going to be a king. No. Forget it.
Yeah. I mean, you also kind of see through, you start to see through, like, the campaigns as well.
Oh, yeah.
Where, like, you start to see through, like, oh, now suddenly your entire campaign is about the plight of black women. Or, like, I mean, like that's like Elizabeth Warren's things now.
Yeah.
Which, like, I don't think she's a bad person, but her campaign is like, gee, whose votes are you trying to get, Elizabeth? Constantly.
There are people whose jobs it is to watch the ratings, watch the numbers. Yeah. And when the numbers are not in their favor for who they want to follow them to keep their ratings high, people get fired, they get let go. That's what I think happened to America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
With the firing. I think what happened was this year, the one that I was on, thank you very much, stop the applause. They had the lowest ratings they've had in years. Well, millions less. Even though tens of millions watched, they had like less than they ever had. And partially I think it's because of the viewers signed off because of Gabrielle Union and Julianne Hough.
Really?
I think so. I think Gabrielle is a dark-skinned black woman. A lot of America, they can do black, but they can't do that kind of black. And Julianne Gabrielle, they dressed very sexy when they were on the show. Mm-hmm. Not too much for the world, but too much for the viewers in middle America. And I think that contributed to the show's ratings dropping. And the TV shows of that nature, they're about money and about ratings.
Oh, yeah.
Don't keep us number one, we're going to make some big changes.
Yeah.
And I think that's what happened. I think that's why people got let go.
They fired all the judges?
They fired Gabrielle and they fired Julianne.
I've been a Gabrielle Union fan for a while.
I know. They're beautiful, but they said that Gabrielle was too black in how she styled her hair.
They didn't say that.
They
too
did.
Too black?
That's what it's on record. They said that Julianne and Gabrielle, they commented on how they dressed also. Julianne dressed very sexy when she was on the show. We're used to. She's a dancer. And when you hired her, you did research her, right? You knew that how she dressed when it's time for the cameras to be on was kind of provocative.
Yeah.
But the show had less viewers than it ever had, and I think people who run the show, Simon, whoever, are like, nope, we're number one. This is not – why are we not number one? And they did the research. It's about numbers and ratings and who watches the show.
No, it's always about that.
On NBC, we just say the shows don't make it anymore, but the ones that do, they got to stay on top.
But you got to figure it out, though, because there are two rules to being an attractive black woman.
Mm-hmm.
You got to wear either pink or orange.
Where in the hell did you get that from?
You heard me. You heard me. That's my personal opinion.
Pink or orange?
No idea.
Black women in orange dresses. You ever seen a black woman in an orange dress? Forget about it.
He's just thinking with another part of his mind.
I'm racking my brain I ever seen a black woman in an orange dress?
We do look good in melon. I do agree. Yeah. It's compliments on brown skin.
See, right there. It's like me wearing gray with my grayish white skin. It all works out.
It's also, shows like that and firings like that happen too when you have TV shows that pander too much to audiences.
Yeah.
But it's like, just do, like this right now, what we are doing, podcasting, is a proven formula that when you stop being like, well, what do they want? And just go, fuck it, this is what they're getting. It works.
Absolutely.
And it works. And like podcasting right now is arguably the most powerful medium.
Yeah.
Probably is now.
Inarguably. Is now. It definitely is the
and
most
powerful.
And I've
been fighting it for years. I had one in LA and I 10 episodes. It was fun. But it's work.
It's work.
It's work. It's work. And I just asked to have it reinstated. I'm going to do it at the Comedy Cellar. I'm going to bring it back. But once again, when I'm out on the road and not working, I got to figure this out. It's work. I got to schedule it and all that crap.
We were just talking. Brandon and I were just talking about how there are comedians who like have done a ton of TV and doesn't really do anything anymore. But then you do one or two podcast episodes.
And they're back.
The right podcast and you're selling
thousands
of tickets and
they got
like,
a show again out of nowhere
it's like but podcasting is built on this whole to me fundamental of this is what we do
if you like it
if you like it listen if you don't fuck off there's others and it works and then but now you've got podcast networks that are like we're gonna do some pilots and you're like what the fuck are you talking about
they want to do shows now
pilots what do you mean pilots
pilots
for what
for podcasts
there it's a test.
Yeah.
It's to test the market to see if there's anybody interested in your show.
Similar to TV studios that only focus on podcasts.
Yeah.
And, you know.
I know. And right back around.
Well, you just had Jimmy Pardo do his podcast from Acme.
Yeah.
So I've never seen that before.
We've done a few times there.
Yeah. Right? And Pardo's arguably, Pardo's probably one of the first.
He was one of the first.
Comedy podcasts in the U.S. Never Not Funny?
Yeah, absolutely.
Indeed. And it's like, man.
And when I'm on the subway, no one knows I'm a comedian. People are next to me watching Joe Rogan's, like, you can't understand.
Watching it on their phone.
And they're just laughing and they're just, because, you know, when you get a good podcast that people want to hear, you rule the world.
Yeah.
You know, you can rule the airwaves with that, the internet airwaves.
The only problem I have with Joe is he thinks he's a tough guy.
Like, I mean, he could probably flip you over easily if he needed to.
No.
What?
He got no shot.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you seen Tom's workout videos?
No.
Yeah, you've seen my workout videos. See, that's what I like. Oh, I've got kettlebells. Yeah, good for you.
Even if we complain, I still want to do his podcast because you get a lot of exposure.
Well, I'm not talking about complaining. I just.
No, I'm just saying a comedian, we could talk shit about him, but then we're like, I could be a guest? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
I changed my mind.
He's fantastic. Well, and I've done a lot of shows with Joe, too. He's an interesting guy.
Yeah.
Oh, I know a lot of guys, you know, like Joey Diaz.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Joey Diaz,
you go down the list of people that are on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Sam is on the show. Sam Tripoli's on the show a lot.
Tripoli. He's giving me a lot of work. Shout out to Sam Tripoli.
Really?
He put a lot of money in my pocket. Sam's a great guy. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a really good guy.
Sam's a good dude. Yeah. Funny guy.
But, yeah, I do enjoy all of that stuff. Because those guys, when they first started doing this podcast, and it's, what has it been now, Andy, like 7, 8 years, something like that?
Let's see. I think it'll be 8 years in August.
That's a long time for a podcast. Congratulations. That's successful right there.
Episode, I'm going to guess this is episode 413.
Not even close.
Oh, shit.
1736.
Wow. Okay. I was going weekly.
Yeah, we do.
I did 10 episodes of mine, and when I stopped, people are like, what happened?
You were worn out.
We loved it. I don't know. Maybe I'm older than I realize. I know. I'm back, though. I got another podcast. It's coming back.
Call it Pink and Orange.
Pink and Orange, baby.
It's on iTunes right now. It's relatable with Jackie Fabulous.
It's relatable with Jackie Fabulous.
That's what it's on iTunes right now.
And you're going to keep the name.
Yeah,
it's
mine.
It's a good name.
Have you talked about Will Smith on the podcast?
No, I haven't. I haven't been back to do it since, and no one's talked about Will Smith with me since I've done it. I have a joke. I try to write a joke about it, do it on stage, but I get so into it. I'm still working on it.
No, can you guys talk about what you were doing with Will?
I think so, right?
Yeah. Well, we can't say what the project is. We can say I always say it was a comedy based project.
Oh,
with a lot of Will.
Because I've just been telling people exactly. I've read my contract on the air.
You know why? Because it's the video that I did with him on Instagram. He says I just watched 16 comedians. And I'm like, well, you gave it away, Will.
Wait,
not
did
me.
You post the other video?
Of the one? Which one?
The side note. So we're shooting this thing. Lance Bangs, the director, who's excellent guy to work with. Great
he did
director.
Michelle Wolf's recent and Netflix special, by
He's
the way.
He's done
See,
so
when
much.
You say Lance Bangs, the director,
yes,
you have to be more clear.
Be more clear.
Is that right? His name is Lance Bangs.
Lance Bangs.
There you go.
He's directed comedy specials.
Yes.
Lance Bangs, the director. Okay. So Lance Bangs, the director. And it was fabulous. Yeah. I loved it. You know, it just made us all feel comfortable.
I watched the whole thing. It was amazing.
But at one point, he seemed... I forgot who asked if we could take selfies or videos on our phone, and he was just sort of like, yeah. Sort of like, you know.
Yeah.
So Jackie was like, well, I'm going to film my own special on my phone. Because she just, every time Will was around, she just phones up, and she's like, hey.
That's why I took the job. If I can't get this, what's the point of my doing it?
It was just funny to be like, because we'd all have our moments filming and talking with Will Smith,
yeah.
And then you see Jackie roll up, and phones up.
And he was always willing and happy and couldn't wait to do it.
Yeah, but the video that I'm talking about is the last day when you were like doing like a wrap-up.
And he did his own little surprise comment.
Where he have you talked about that at all?
I did a video where I'm like, hey, we're here with Will, and it was a video for Arsenio Hall, because Arsenio was like, we all should sign a petition to get Will to do stand up for real. And Will's like, hey, Arsenio, I'm not going to do it. I respect what you do too much, but thank you so much. And then I said, well, it's only a minute. Keep going. I want to make this a longer video. So he goes, okay, well, I met Jackie Fabulous. She was fabulous. And when I met her, we fucked.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you sure? Because I'm going to post it. He's like, and then he thought about it. I said, too late. And I posted it. And it's been up and on. But I've had some death threats, some DMs.
Death
like,
threats?
Death
people
threats?
Not death, but people are like, you know he's a married man. You are a whole...
It's
people.
Like, he said it. So he fucking said it.
I made sure. I was like, I didn't flirt with him. He flirted with
That's
me.
Really
that was
weird
him
to get upset
to me.
That.
Because his brand has been family guy, married man, doesn't curse.
Yep.
So for him to say that, the whole world's like, what?
Nice, bud, but geez,
it was all comedy fun. Yeah.
It was
fantastic.
Super, super cool.
He was so nice.
I've met people, like, you arguably can't get more famous than Will Smith.
Yeah, right now. Everybody else is dead. Yeah. Michael's dead, Whitney dead, Prince
exactly.
is dead.
And, like, I've met people far less famous than him who are infinitely bigger dickheads.
Douchebags.
Oh, yeah.
And he was it's almost like he didn't understand that he was famous.
Yeah.
Like people, like, no one had ever explained to him, like, hey, man, you know you're, like, in some countries, a god,
That's
just his assistant was telling us how, like, when they go around the U.S., it's fine. No big deal. Most people are too. But when they go to...
they lose their minds.
Yeah, when they go to, like, you know, Southeast Asia or the Middle East, it's it's frightening. People will clamor over each other and, like, fight just to touch him.
Yeah.
And he's just like, hey, he's Will. It's...
But you know what's funny about it? He's so nice and so famous that when he was with us during the production, we knew when to back off. Like, something about him, you can tell that he's going to give you all he got, but then when you could feel when he's like, his people are like, all right. And we didn't need to be told, all right, with the videos and the pictures.
We
get it.
We all kind of
eased off, like, all right, we got our little video. Now let's go back and do our thing. So he has that aura about him where you're like, you can love him, but then, you know, ease up. He's a human being.
Yeah, yeah. Walk away now. Walk away now.
You walk away now, exactly.
Even Adonises need their sleep.
Yeah.
Adonises need their sleep.
Yeah.
I'm never going to forget that. We'll be right back. 2 minutes with family.
Tom Bernard here, and with me is the CEO of North American Banking Company, Michael Bilski. Tell me, Michael, I was reading on your website that one of your bankers has worked with a customer for more than 30 years. It's a long time for any business relationship. Is that common?
Not only 30 years, but two generations. Our great client, Northland Fastening Systems. 30 years is definitely not common for a lot of bankers, but Brad has developed a relationship with that trusted customer that has allowed them to show steady growth every year they've been together. Building the relationship of trust is what we do best. It allows us to make quick deals that benefit them and all of our business customers. The cool thing is that it gives us a chance to be more than your banker, hopefully a partner, and maybe even a friend.
I have never liked you, by the way. Why not bank with my banker, North American Banking Company, a better banking experience? Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Thanks, friend.
And you are?
Real nice.
Chuck Knobloch.
Chuck Knobloch. If you're one of those folks out there still putting up with contact lenses or dealing with glasses, think just for a moment. What would it be like to wake up to a clear morning and experience your day with all the freedom LASIK brings? Well, I'm living proof. That dream can come true. Tom Bernard here for Whiting Clinic LASIK and Cataract. With the new year right around the corner, it's time to set your sights on 2020 vision. Get $500 off LASIK through the end of the year at Whiting Clinic. If you're like me, not a big fan of glasses and contacts, then it's time for you to find out if you're a candidate for LASIK. Call 855-554-2020 or visit whitingclinic.com for your free LASIK consultation. The great people at Whiting Clinic will take fantastic care of you, just like they did for me. Imagine 2020, buy 2020, and let 2020 be your best year yet with $500 off LASIK at Whiting Clinic.
Offer expires December 31st, 2019. Both eyes only, cannot be combined. Results may vary.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Jackie Fabulous with us tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday. Sean Patton tonight, tomorrow. Two shows for both of them tonight. Two shows for both of them tomorrow.
Actually, yep. Their 8 o'clock shows are pretty much sold out for
both of them.
There should be. You know who you are. Who are you?
That gave me such a rush. I was like, damn. I wish I could film that and just play it right before I go on stage every night. You know who you are. Who are you? Fucking Jackie Fabulous. Like, Jackie, now, Sean's basically doing your act now.
Yeah, that would change your whole set.
Even though Sean and we're fellow comics, the way I became a big fan of his was watching his TV show with him and Jay Larson. They had a show on Best Spike Bars. TV. Was it Spike TV?
No, it was Esquire.
Esquire. Yeah. Best Bars in America?
Yeah.
And I didn't know either one of them. I was a comic then, too. And I would just watch the show. They were just so cute and funny. They would go around to different bars and trying out cocktails. I also pitched a show because I wanted to be them. I love them, attracted to them, wanted to be them. And wanted my own show with two chicks because we drink more than anybody else. For wines and winery places. But that's how I found out about him. I'd watch him and Jay, like, they're so cute and a little bit drunk and they're so friendly.
A little bit.
Really?
Ooh. Oh, we were hammered.
How many years was that show on?
We only shot two seasons.
Really?
And it was only 1 year that we shot because we did both seasons in one season. But we were drunk a lot.
Really?
All the time.
You didn't see me. You're very good.
It was hard. It was hard because it was like you were shooting, 14 hours a day, mm-hmm. sometimes six bars.
Yeah.
Usually around four, but sometimes six. But you'd be at the bar, and even if you're just sipping the drinks, you're doing so many takes, and you're trying so many drinks that by the end of the day, you've had 30 baby sips, which is roughly 8 drinks.
Yeah.
So you're like, I'm fucking. It led to a lot of problems on set, too, because we'd be drunk, and producers are producers, and they're going to suggest crazy things from time to time. You're like, and you're like, I'm not fucking doing that, man. And you're like, oh, I'm kind of hammered. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to ride the fucking mechanical
fuck
bull
off.
At all right? But one of my favorite bars we ever did was mm-hmm. here in Minneapolis.
Really?
It was Psycho Susie's.
Oh, yeah.
That place, great bar. It's a tiki bar on the river that has a boat.
Nice.
And you can, and during the summer, I think they will take you on boat rides on the Mississippi River, drunk. And you can, they have like a little mini bar on the boat. And you can that's a thing you can do is like, hey, me and five of my friends want to go on a shit face boat ride. And they're like, get in. We'll get the bar back to drive you around the Mississippi River.
Get in.
While you rip down fucking cans of Modelo or whatever.
Are Jay still cool?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, Jay's selling TV shows and doing, he's getting skinny living that LA life, mm-hmm. that healthy life. You ever notice that comics, as they age in LA, just get skinnier and healthier?
We talk all the shit in the world, and then like I don't eat meat anymore.
they seem to like age in reverse, mm-hmm. and we're all like, yeah, we may have tighter sets, but man, do we look like shit. Ragged
he's
out.
He's murdering. He's also sweating like crazy.
Man, he's hilarious, and he's breathing a lot.
Did he just lay down, or is his closer?
We talk a little, LA. Because you're from New York.
I'm from the Bronx. I just moved back.
I know you're back.
I'm trying to bring the LA life to New York. I tried. I asked for turkey bacon somewhere, and they were like, no, we don't got turkey bacon.
No.
You know what I hate when people say turkey bacon's not bacon? It's like, yes, it is.
Yes.
Bacon's about, it's a cut.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is meat from the animal.
Yeah. And turkey bacon's delicious.
It is. It's fantastic.
It's delicious.
It's less oily than regular bacon.
Yeah.
I had a veggie burger yesterday. I'm trying to maintain the L.A. less meat and less crap to New York, but it's hard because I had a pizza, a slice from the neighborhood restaurant, and I forgot how good.
Oh, so good.
Gosh, it is.
Oh, so have you been doing it? Have you been healthy here?
I'm trying to. I got off sugar and all the stuff and.
No, but I mean, while in Minneapolis, have you?
Oh eaten? No! Okay. But bacon was one here. They were like, no, we don't have.
Okay, yeah,
that here. It's hard to be healthy and.
Oh, it's impossible. I've gone the exact opposite since I've been here.
You're telling me.
I'm just housing everything.
I had a McDonald's breakfast with Brian. Yeah, earlier. And I asked for egg white delight, and that's an egg white.
Oh my God!
Sandwich.
Get out!
And the cashier was like, he didn't even say that. He looked at me like. I'm like, okay, sausage biscuit with egg.
All right.
That's what I get when I'm in any McDonald's around the country, but they were like, no.
No, just, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was hilarious when you came in Thursday and were like, Bar LaGrassi.
Yeah. Wait.
LaGrassi.
That place is fantastic.
Well, thank you.
It's your restaurant, right?
Right.
It's an Italian joint.
Ooh.
I'm talking like.
Oh, you'd love it.
Yes, I would. I love my favorite food is Italian food.
Louis, the owner of Acme, he took me there on Wednesday. And it was like, you know when you hear Italian food, you're like, I'm going to get a Parmesan. Mm. I'm going to get some, I'm going to get regular a marinara stuff. Bowl. Yeah. It's like that level up Italian.
Good
One
Italian.
Of the things I had was, it's lobster and with scrambled eggs, essentially is what it is.
Oh, it's
and it blew your fucking mind.
Oh, my God.
I was like, this is the most amazing two things really you just is. Never think
no,
to put together.
No, never to put together. I've done salmon and scrambled eggs.
Oh, blew my mind.
Oh, that'd be good, too.
And this was not for breakfast. This was like 6
Soft
p.m.
Eggs and
dinner.
Lobster, baby.
That's the seared scallops, the salmon plank I had was amazing. And whatever that bean dip that they bring you
when
you
sit down.
Oh,
they bring it first? Yeah.
That shit is godlike. I'm like, you keep bringing this bean juice.
Crap, yeah. It's like bean juice. I forget that East Coast seafood is a different world. I was in Massachusetts last week, and I got these lobster rolls. And it was the fattest, most obese lobsters. So juicy. I'm like, East Coast does seafood for real.
Oh,
West
yeah.
Coast is like, we'll try and find you some good shrimp. Out here, it's different.
Yeah, because the seafood in their coast is like their...
They just get it. It's right there. They bring it to you.
It's also very healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't eat, as much garbage as, like, East Coast seafood does eat and just gets fat.
We didn't grow these ourselves.
The only problem that I do have with that is that I do get calls about 4 or 5 a day. Tom, could you get me a table? It's like,
tonight.
Yeah, like tonight. I'm like, I can get you a table in February.
Yeah.
Ooh, it was like that?
Oh, it's really busy.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. It is really, really busy.
You ever have that thing where you go in a restaurant, I sat down, my back was to like the rest of the restaurant, I got up maybe half an hour later to go to the bathroom, and it was fully packed. Like, it was no one in there.
Really?
And then it was just fully wall to wall.
Yeah, it gets very busy.
I love those places. So tonight's not going to happen, I can't get a table?
For you, I probably might be able to pull that off.
I love that about this job. Every now and then, special treatment.
You'd have to go
that.
Early anyway, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm. Or Sunday, while I'm here. Is it possible? Want to go, Sean? Let's go.
I leave on Sunday, but it's something else.
In the future, I'll be back, hopefully.
Well, no, I mean, I could get you a table like right at 5, because as he said, when you go in, if you go in right at 5, you can eat there.
Next time. I'm going to keep in contact with Brian. And
no,
contact.
She
barely remembered my name 5 minutes ago.
I didn't want to get it wrong.
You know, I told Frank.
David? Yeah, I am.
It's also that's something nice. I appreciate, open kitchen.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You can see them back there.
Like sushi.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also because, chefs are all insane.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? That's why I love, it's like, they're preparing this food and it's delicious. They wash their hands. They keep their hands clean by law. They don't necessarily keep their souls very clean.
No.
I grew up in the food service industry. My family's a catering business. Mm-hmm. Like, people are like, oh, you're a comedian. You must get fucking partying. I'm like, most comedians I know are sober. Like, we're talking. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or pretty healthy. Like, go hang out with some chefs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You get bananas, dude.
Yeah,
that's because they're it's high stress. They're back there moving from... Yeah. especially at a restaurant like this that's like, you know,
they
got
the quality up.
Yeah, yeah, and then they get off work and they're like, put something in my veins.
Total. You know? The big hit that I take on that, like, I have to go and eat there next week with Nick Swardson.
Oh.
I mean, just to be eating with Swardson is like, oh, God, this again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've known him now. Andy, you believe that we've known him for 25 years?
That sounds about right.
Since you were only 8 years old when you met Nick.
Can you also believe he's older than 25 years old?
I was about to say, isn't he 37? Yeah. Isn't he in his 40s?
He's such a young-looking guy.
I know,
he's young-looking.
Yeah.
He looks so young.
Andy, like I said, known him. Alex has known him. Our daughter's known him since mm-hmm. she was like 5 years old.
Wow.
The family's, he's got a great family. Mm-hmm. His mother and sister, great people.
Nice.
You know, so basically whenever Nick gets out of line, I get the calls like, would you tell Nick to get back in line? I go, yeah, no problem. That's my job.
Yeah.
He's a good dude.
He is.
There was one time, this was maybe like 3 years ago, he came to Acme while I was here. But he didn't want to go on stage. He just came.
Yeah, he does do that.
Yeah,
right?
he was just hanging out. Housing. He was. Let's just say he'd had a couple drinks, a couple sips.
But he's behaving now.
Yeah, he can also drink like his stomach is a portal to an ocean. Yeah. it's like an endless amount of liquid can enter.
Oh, no.
How are you still standing?
Yeah.
But
he's not a big guy.
No,
I mean,
he's
that's the
not.
Thing.
Yeah.
And he was pretty housed, and I get off stage, and he walks over, and he just goes, not poop. Not poop.
What?
And he keeps saying that. He's not poop. Not poop. Not poop.
What the heck?
And he kind of stumbles on, and one of the other comedians was like, he was either telling you that he did not shit his pants, or he did not think your set was shit. But it was one of those two. But he just kept repeating, not poke. And I went back to the bar.
25 years ago, we go out for dinner one night. A bunch of friends, mm-hmm. Nick Swardson, Kendall. Mm-hmm. Osgard, my good friends, we all go out.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, we got a bus to go out because we're going to go out and cocktail.
Jesus, a bus. Right?
Yeah. My wife has never met Nick at this time. This is a long time ago, like mm-hmm. I said. So I said, well, come on in the house. And I want you to meet Catherine. It'll be wonderful and blah, blah, blah. He comes in. We've all been at it pretty good at that time, right? We're all hitting it pretty damn hard.
Mm-hmm.
He walks in the house. As he's walking over to Catherine to shake her hand, he falls over.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, okay. Well, that was a great impression.
Memorable.
He fell over. I'm like, and it was literally like,
bip. On purpose?
Yeah. No.
Oh.
No, we had gotten after it.
Okay. He came by last year when I was here and
he
wanted to do a guest spot. And I was like, yeah, of course. But in my head, I'm like, no, don't make me follow you. Please don't make me go on after you. Yeah, man, sure. Like, he's like, hey, can I do a guest spot? Yeah, of course, man. Please. And in my head, I'm like, no. Why? Why would you do this to me? And he, of course, goes up and murders. Fantastic comedian.
Great guy. Great family. Great guy. The whole deal. He's very, I think, the world of Nick.
He's a great dude. Great guy. And I'm glad he's. I always think it's awesome when comedians achieve a level of success and then bring it back to their hometown.
Yes, yeah.
I think that's
something
I think we all should aspire to do.
Louis,
is that what I did? I don't even realize it.
Kind of.
He brought it back to Bronx.
No one knows I'm back yet, but
brought
that's
it
what
back
I
to the Bronx. Exactly right. You know, one conversation you don't want to overhear any time is Louis Anderson talking to Nick Swardson. Oh my God. See, Sean knows.
I can imagine.
Honest
good
to God.
Sound like I sound like a French clown and an otter. I'm not going to say who's who.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say who's who.
Say who's who. I don't even say who's who. Honest to God.
Yeah.
Those two together. That's one thing I will say. Have you ever performed here before?
No.
I didn't think so.
Oh, first time, yeah.
Yeah,
first time performing. You will find out this is a great comedy market.
Absolutely.
I mean,
when you guys both,
you tell me a lot of
Brian and Brandon, wouldn't you say that
the community is great?
It's
out
a phenomenal community.
Yeah, it's a big community. It's a supportive community.
Yeah, it is.
You know, for the most part, everybody seems to have each other's backs.
And I like that.
I think so.
Now and then I travel and other comics, local, who do the shows before, who do the sets before my start. They're like, there's nowhere to go up. That's what they hate about where they live. A lot of places they can't nurture or get better because there's nowhere for them to practice. And That's why I guess here in New York and Cali, a lot of chances to bomb until you figure this out.
Yeah. I love, this is one of my favorite cities ever. I love the Midwest in general, and I say this a lot, but it's because I feel like cold weather places like the Midwest, people are forced to develop personalities.
Yeah, right?
Because you're indoors a lot, and when you finally do get outdoors, you don't have much time to win someone over.
Right? Yeah.
That's hilarious.
You could just freeze to death. Right, right.
So, like, I feel like, and like Minneapolis, I feel like is truthfully one of the like best kept secrets because it's a tundra 9 months of the year.
It is. Yeah. Well, and I don't know about 9 months.
Eight and a half. Yeah. Wow. But that's what I love about it is like it's this city when you see it in full swing, it's amazing. It's beautiful. People are great. And it's a very diverse place.
Nice.
Very like. And it's like a very theater heavy, which you don't expect.
Huge.
A lot of drinking culture. I mean, people like to put them down.
Yeah. Really?
And they're very colorful, fun, like very eccentric bar scene.
Yeah.
You go to some cities where like all the bars are just kind of like carbon copies of each other. That's what California is all about.
Yeah.
Every city has like one type of bar multiplied. And I know lots of California people would hear that. I'd be like, what? And I'd be like, yeah, like give yourself a minute to realize I'm right. And there you go. You know, but I don't know. It's just I love performing here. I love coming. I love when I get to come here specifically. I'm gonna move to Minneapolis. I just decided.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
You live in where do you live? L.A. or New York?
I live in New York.
In
Brooklyn. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I love Brooklyn as well. But like, I also, you know, you start thinking when you travel enough, and you start like rent. And all the issues that New York has with how expensive it is to live there, because it is definitely like at times you just catch yourself being like, I can't believe I just paid, like you're writing a check to your landlord and like, I just gave him that much
a few days
for
ago.
1 month,
just
1 month,
yeah,
and like just how I adore New York, but the population's increasing and it's, you know, there's gonna be a time where I'm like, maybe I should check out another city.
Yeah.
I just worry that by that time, my home city of New Orleans might be underwater.
Oh.
So, I mean, you know, unfortunately, but yeah.
It's Tom, and I'm thrilled to let you know that for a very limited time, the Ultimate Weight Loss Program powered by Nutrimost is having an early holiday sale. Well, you'll receive 20 to 30% off the cost of the program. Shed those unwanted pounds and look great before the holidays get here. Lose 20 pounds or more, consumer guaranteed. See website for details, ultimatewl.com. Ultimate's plan is unlike any other weight loss program out there. With over 1 million pounds lost to date, and clients like me will tell you that this is a weight loss program that works. This plan is customized for each individual person, and the Ultimate Weight Loss staff will be there for you every step of the way. They helped me change my life, and they can help you too. Start to live your healthiest life and schedule an immediate consultation in their new Edina location or Plymouth with expanded hours. And look great for the holidays. Sale ends Saturday, November 9th. Call now and save. 763-333-7337. Tom here for Saber Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Right now, Saber and Bryant are teaming up to offer 0% financing for 36 months when you buy a new Bryant furnace. This is the perfect time to replace your old furnace with a new trouble-free, energy-efficient furnace from Saber. And when you buy Bryant equipment, you're getting one of the most trusted names in the industry. This 0% offer is available for a limited time. Call Saber Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning to find out more, and please tell them that Tom sent you. Saber and Bryant, whatever it takes.
You're an example of people who ask me, how can you move out of L.A.? I'm like, I see Sean everywhere I go. You don't have to live in L.A. to keep his career. Everyone tried to make me feel guilty. I'm like, first of all, our reps are everywhere.
Everywhere.
And I keep seeing Sean
under
every time
table.
I go somewhere. As much as I travel and work, I see Sean. So you don't have to live in Hollywood to be a Hollywood player.
Oh, no, no.
Not necessary at all.
I argue that, like, I think there are some great, there are definitely not some, there are a shit ton of great comedians in L.A., and there's a good comedy scene in L.A., but it is not, it doesn't have the infrastructure to support the size of the scene.
No.
Oh, doesn't it really?
No.
No. It's New York, and it's hard to get to a point where you can be someone who matters in the comedy community in L.A.
And now, like, it's, like, everybody's at the store, and the store's great. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, but New York has the Cellar. I think the Cellar's magnificent, but it's also got the Stand and New York Comedy Club, and then a, then 11 other comedy clubs. And then all these bars. Like, getting up five times a night in New York is
easy.
Not only doable, but in some cases easy. Getting up twice a night in L.A., is a task.
And you're still late for the second show because you had to drive across town to get there.
Like, and I just think that you get such a greater volume of stage time in New York that it just benefits you as a comedian.
Yeah, I think it's harder to get good in L.A. because there's so little spots. Like, I learned how to be a comic in L.A. And to me, there's so little places to perform and to grow and for the clubs to want you. Like, in my opinion, in L.A., they don't want you until people know who you are. A little bit, and word of mouth gets around. They're like, okay, now you can try. But in New York, you know, there's so many places to perform, but New York is less tolerant of you sucking.
Far less.
All the places for you to perform, you still whack? Why? Yeah. What are you doing? You know?
I mean, I've seen famous comedians in L.A., seriously, go on stage and dick around and murder.
Yep.
But dicking around.
Yep.
And in New York, I've seen God's bomb.
Yeah.
Really?
I have seen like legit like comedy Jedi's fall.
So have I.
Where you're like, what's happening right now?
Yeah.
Why don't you write them down and then I'll say them, but I won't tell them that you told me who it was. there you go. Be good.
But yeah, straight up. Like, it's like, you know, and I'm not saying that, like, I'm not, I don't want to be that guy. I was like, because LA's phony. I just feel like there is a sort of, culture of liking famous, or fame culture, whatever you want to say, however you want to phrase it. Like, people see famous people in LA and they do treat them, even though it's LA.
Yeah.
And even though it's a comedy stage, they're still like, wow. That's really them.
Real. Yeah.
And they're really there talking at me.
Yeah, you're real.
And there's something about New York, it's like the same thing, but they're like, all right, that's done.
Yeah.
Now what? Exactly. I'm over the fact that it's really you now. Come on.
Yeah. My first time trying to get past at the Cellar, the Cypher brought me up, and he wanted a credit. I'm like, just bring me up. I don't want no credit. Don't tell them, don't say special guest, just say our next comic. Because you build up, you know, in New York, it doesn't matter. They don't care what you've done, what show you're on. Just, you better be good because you're on this stage. How'd you get up here? You know?
Yeah. And that's, there is still a level, it's still a somewhat of a meritocracy in New York.
Do the unions weigh heavily in the comedy clubs in New York?
There are no unions for comedy. No.
Unless you're in SAG.
And SAG basically.
And don't care about stand-up.
Yeah, they don't care. That S does not stand for stand-up.
No. That's exactly right. The reason I ask you that is because about a year ago now, Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin wanted me to come to New York and interview him, right?
Oh, wow.
So I said, okay, well, that's, you know, we'll take care of that. It'll be good. Set it all up and all the rest of it. I got a call, and they said, well, you're not in a union. I said, yeah, I am. I'm SAG and AFTRA and all. I'm in all the unions.
Yeah.
They go, well, not in New York. I said, I lived in New York for a decade doing voiceover. I shelled out a lot of dough for
it. Yeah.
And they would not let me do it.
What? Well, I have an ignorant question. Do I have, you know, isn't SAG national?
Global? Yeah.
Global?
Yeah. Oh, no, it was a bullshit argument.
Are you freaking me out? Like, I had to do this again to get a
New York SAG? No. It was a bullshit. They just didn't want me there doing it. They wanted a local guy to do the interview. It was really weird.
Especially because Jimmy Page reached out to you.
He, I'll tell you what, he is one of the nicest guys on earth. Well, we had done an interview about 2 years ago that he really, I just, like with you guys, I'm not going to sit and go, oh God, Jimmy Page, oh God, it's this guy, you know, it's Steve Perry, blah, blah. I don't care. I mean, I love their work and all the rest of it, but I'm not going to go. I mean, it's different with like Jackie because, you know.
Jackie Fabulous.
She's got a black woman in a pink shirt. I mean, you can't have
I worked really hard to get here. You have no idea how many tears, how much crying I've done.
No more crying.
I've done a lot of the nose from everyone. And I wake up in the morning and have at least 6 emails saying, we love you, but no. That's part of the job.
Like who's saying no?
Pitches I've sent to studios. Mm-hmm. You know, comedy clubs. Well, not the comedy clubs now because you get one TV show that's national or international, and you get let in more. I had to get on a show as big as AGT to get.
Yeah.
You know, even though I had credits, no, they weren't recent. So it's just the no's you get as an entertainer overall.
Only know me from now on.
Yeah, yeah. You think I'm not? I'm very good at using everyone's name I ever met in my life.
Hey, Tom, I come down here to whip your ass. You got it?
I'm good at putting that name in the subject line. So-and-so referred me. Open his email, goddammit.
Open the goddamn door. Right now.
He's a member of the ass-whipping union in every state.
Exactly.
In every state except Alaska.
You need that to get it. Listen, back,
I
want to
come to New York anyway. You guys ever eat at Maialino, the Gramercy Hotel?
No.
One of the greatest Italian restaurants on the face of the earth. So the Gramercy Hotel is called Maialino. Oh, God, is it good.
That's the problem.
So we'll fly out. We'll go to dinner at Maialino.
I'll do it.
Oh, God, is it good. It's phenomenal.
I mean, speaking of Italian restaurants, Jackie, what was the fucking name of the place we did? One of the places we shot with Will was the Italian restaurant.
No idea what it was called.
That they shot Casino in. The movie Casino in the 90s.
Oh, I don't remember what the name of it
was. That place was, it was pretty good, the food. I just can't remember, but it was real. It had that real, like,
dark.
It was in Vegas.
In Vegas, the back alley kind of thing.
People's fates have been decided in some of these rooms.
It was very good.
When it was Ciro's, that place was unbelievable.
Oh, was it?
Oh, God.
The comedy store for the Ciro's, yeah?
You did not want to cause trouble in there. I guarantee you that.
Wow.
And the reason I know that is because I was very young and had a big mouth.
Oh,
I figured out very good. Tom, don't do that.
Tom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Enough out of you.
Enough out of you. Shut up, kid. That's something.
Have y'all seen The Irishman yet?
Not yet. I haven't had the time.
It's a 3.5 hour movie. Yeah.
I'm going to do 1:45 tonight and 1:45.
I'm going to watch it. I want to see those two legends.
It's good. I liked it a lot. It just, part of me is glad we don't live in that mob-run New York anymore.
Yeah. Right.
But part of me, like, really would like to have seen it.
Right?
Yeah. Really would
I understand that.
You know what I mean?
I understand that.
Like, not that I want to just be at a restaurant in Little Italy and then see Joey Gallo get blasted.
Yeah.
But, like, that was funny, too, because Sebastian Maniscalco plays Crazy Joe Gallo.
Oh,
that's right.
I didn't know that.
Fucking Jim Norton plays Don Rickles.
Oh, really?
He does?
He plays a
and
young
guy. And he looks like him. I can see it.
Yeah,
he kind of looks like him.
Good for those guys.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so you see those two, and you're like, oh, shit, look at that, you know? Scorsese has mastered the art of the real hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On screen.
Yeah.
Like, every hit, it's like, oh, that looks so fucking real. Mm-hmm. You know? You're like, oh, did he really just kill Sebastian?
Yeah.
Sebastian's dead now.
Like, we find out, like, Sebastian Maniscalco literally died for his craft.
Good for him. But he needed help getting his comedy off the ground.
Yeah. He was only doing 2,000 seats five times a week. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
He was only selling 15,000 tickets per city.
Good for him.
You know, I will tell you this. I ran into this nurse. I was having whatever the hell you call it, I guess.
An affair?
What were you looking for?
I ran into this nurse. I was, having an enema. And,
having an
enema. Where is this going?
And I said, I thought the hose went up my ass. I was just getting a checkup and whatever. And I ran into a nurse, and the nurse's name was Maniscalco. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. It was Nurse Maniscalco was her name. Mm-hmm. And I said, do you know Sebastian? She goes, no. I said, you don't know who Sebastian Maniscalco is? She goes, no.
Uh-huh.
I said, yeah, there's a very famous actor, comedian, all the rest of it. He's got your last name. She goes, oh, really? So I reached out to him, and he sent her an autographed book. That was very, very cool. He didn't have to do that.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Nice.
He didn't have to do something that nice, but he did. And she just loved the fact that he would do something like that. And she didn't even know who he was.
I was about to say, she's like, who's this? I don't know who this is.
Sebastian, my ass.
Whatever.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff that I like when people... Yeah, because Sebastian's career is blown up.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously, certainly. He's huge now. He didn't have to do that, but he did. It was very, very nice to see.
Like, the Joker had a lot of comics in it, too. I still haven't seen that either.
Goldman, yeah.
Yeah.
And Sam Morrill.
A lot of comedians are in it.
I liked that movie, but my God, it was, like, too real.
That's why a lot of comics are like, I don't feel good.
I know.
I feel nauseous.
That is why I watch a lot of fantasy. Or just sort of like, because sometimes it's like, yeah, if I want reality, I can watch. Sometimes when TV shows or movies are too real, I'm like, yeah, it's like, I got reality.
I didn't turn this on to watch everybody struggle. I'd like to see
a talking bear. I want to see a bear in armor.
Yeah, you know? There you go.
I want to watch aliens. Give me some aliens. Give me some other planetary shit.
That's why parents plan the movies that come out animated around. They're like, yeah. I'll bring my kid, but I want to see it. And the kid can come. You know, they want to see the movies more than the kids because it's all fantasy.
This is why America's gone fucking ballistic over Baby Yoda. Because it's like, thank you. Yeah. Something adorable that isn't real and painful.
Star Wars is so fake and fantastic.
Yeah. It's so.
You know, you love watching it because, you know, cars can't fly. But you watch it thinking, we can do that one day.
What I love about the Star Wars universe is that it was all conceived and executed in the late 70s on a very low budget at first.
Yeah.
And now
still look good.
Years later they stick to that aesthetic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where it's like that's
the fuzzy technology.
Yeah, it's like is that really how a multi-dimensional galaxy traveling spaceship would look?
Yeah.
That clunky and square.
Yeah, the big fins on the side. What the hell is that?
Yeah, it's like,
they don't have HD cameras yet.
Yeah,
they do.
Yeah,
they don't want to shoot it. They don't want to use HD because that wasn't 75.
Yeah,
you know?
No, that's
so,
true.
So Chewbacca's crossbow is also a laser still? It really is. It's a crossbow that fires laser bolts.
Yeah. It's a bowcaster.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's a what?
A bowcaster.
It's a bowcaster.
Yeah, you know.
All right.
Too advanced, it wouldn't be real. You don't want to see real technology advance with the movies.
Well, I saw that movie in Jacksonville, Florida, 1977. A friend of mine took me and said, "You got to see this." And I watched it and went, "God, this looks real cheesy." You know, it's kind of cheesy looking.
Yeah.
And if I had sat there and realized, eventually he's going to sell this for $4.5 billion.
Oh, Jesus.
You go, what the hell?
Yeah.
$4.5 billion for the Star Wars idea.
I'm watching The Mandalorian. I'm all about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's really good, isn't it?
All about it.
Jeez Louise.
And the thing is, I don't even know if the guy's actually, I mean, he's in it, but I don't know if it's actually even him playing the main actor.
You don't know.
Because he's taking his helmet off yet. And like, I know who it is. I mean, everybody knows who it is, but Pedro Pascal, I fucking love him.
Yeah.
But he's one of those guys, because like, whatever, Game of Thrones, I personally don't think anyone who's been on that show the whole time is ever really going to break away from it.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, you'll never see Jon Snow. Most people don't even know his real name.
Right.
Kit Harington, who's Jon Snow.
But that's all you'll ever see him as.
But like, Pedro Pascal was on for one season, and arguably one of the greatest roles in that show for one season, and that like launched him. Yep. And now he's got, so it's like, if for people like us who are like, ooh, TV.
Yeah.
It's like, like think about that sort of thing. Like, just one season though. Just give me the one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. You were just saying that before you got here on TV. Was that, were you here? The TV shows?
No, he went in there.
They don't go for more than, I was saying how I've pitched so many shows, sitcoms, because of my addiction to sitcoms. But now our friends will get booked for it and they'll get so excited. Yeah. But now they one season and they're gone. They don't go two seasons, three, four. They want syndication. I don't know. I can't remember a comic right now who's been on a sitcom that's been on for a while. The shows don't last long.
Dana Gould was just in town and I was talking to him about, you know, Stan was canceled after three seasons because you're just not going to go more than three seasons.
What was it?
It was called Stan Against Evil.
Oh, that show. Stan Against Evil. That's right.
Yeah, they canceled it.
He was the head writer, right?
Yeah. Yep, he's the creator of the thing.
That dude, I told him this once and I don't think it ever, I think I didn't say it. And because his half hour HBO special, they did a bunch of, he had a half hour HBO, and this was like, you know, the year 2001 maybe. But I saw it and it was one of the most, like, it blew my mind.
One of the greatest
half hours. It's amazing.
The first time Dana Gould ever came to the studio was like, I don't know, 5 years ago. Yeah. Andy's at that time 28 years old, my son Andy. And when he found out that that Dana Gould did the voice of Gex, My son was all excited about that. That was wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
About that.
Yeah. Oh, you forgot about it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I played that game.
He's been everywhere.
That's how I feel when I'm at the Cellar and every now and then a comic walks in. I'm just like,
because
they're huge. I'm like, I'm on the show with you. And, you know, you got to hide that because you got to be a peer. But inside, you're having a fucking heart attack.
You guys burned up this hour really fast. You did too. It was unbelievable. That thing just flew by.
Yeah. What hour?
All right, you guys go back, take a nap.
In a flash of pink and orange.
Flower. What the hell is your orange? Come on,
I got orange for you.
You got. Boy, look at the time.
You just thought it was like gross. Time for you to go.
Sean Patton tonight, two shows. Tomorrow night, two shows at Acme. And of course, Jackie Fabulous. A legal name, by the way.
Yes.
I'll just take that home.
It will
you.
Be as of February 1st.
Two tonight. Two tomorrow night, 7 o'clock show on Sunday.
Yes.
Wait.
Brandon Bryan didn't do shit the whole time. It was unbelievable.
I got it.
your name legally, you legally changed it on February 1st?
I got to go back to California.
On
to
the day one of Black History Month.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
That wasn't Black even on purpose. You go woke than I am.
I just love the fact that a bunch of white guys sit around and go, why don't we just give them the shortest month?
Really, I had a real reason for it, but I don't know what it is.
Oh, there is a reason for it?
There's a reason. I have no idea. It has to do with something with Black history. I don't know what it is.
Birthday or something.
What is it?
Birthday. I don't know.
There's something real in it. But
and also remember, once every 4 years, the extra day comes in February, the 29th, and that's when you drink the blood of a white baby. So,
yes, that's exactly what I heard. I didn't know that was the truth, but now I know. No, I do. That you told me, now I know.
You have a very good face for lies, by the way. You can say any kind of bullshit, and everything sounds like it's real.
I actually heard a better version is on the 29th, every 4 years on February 29th, if you're a single man, you should go down on a black woman.
It's going, see? It looked real.
It's global cunnilingus day. Once every 4 years, like the Olympics.
You hear that, brothers who don't want to do it still? You hear that, black man who still don't do it? Pay attention.
This is your year, 2020.
Well, she's working the room, ladies and gentlemen.
There's still some out there who don't believe in it. Come on.
Thanks a lot for coming in. This was a ball.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you for having me.
Flew by.
Go to JackieFabulous.com. What's your site?
MeetSeanPatton.com.
There you go.
There you have it. Have a great weekend. Have a magnificent night. Go see some comedy.
Yay.
Talk to you later with the family.